This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, heck yes. Does it feel good to be a conservative today? In the year of our Lord, 2018. Man, was I in the Wayback Machine or what? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Wow. I feel so good to be a conservative, a pragmatist, somebody who's willing to look at things through the prism of truth, righteousness. Somebody who's got a moral core who says, look, I'm about human beings doing the right thing to one another. That's what we represent. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Sonny in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, thanks for picking up the show and calling me personally to tell me what your thoughts were around why you did it. And I was at the Harley-Davidson Museum when I was talking to Sonny. I think she's with KLID, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, if I got the station wrong, I apologize because I haven't had time to look it up. But I'm glad we had a conversation. Thank you for picking up the show. Glad to be reaching people in another part of the state of Missouri. And I welcome you guys. You know, we're like family. Sonny and I were talking about how we grew up. She says, Kevin, I grew up in a little town in Illinois that was half black, half white, you know, 50%. She says, one time she was walking, and she's like 80 years old. She says, one time I was walking in the, this is in the 1950s, in the rain. Hardly anybody had a car, but she said a black couple picked me up and took me to my home. She says, we all took care of one another. And that's what it used to be in this country. We took care of one another. It didn't matter about color. And keep in mind, this is in the racially charged 1950s. And this couple sees this little girl walking in the rain and says, hey, we'll take you home. Get in the car, wet or not. Boom, takes her home. Nowadays, man, people will drive by you if you got a bullet wound on the freeway. It's not just not the same. And you know what it is? It's the proliferation of leftism. Leftists, they get mad at me. I'll tell you. You know, when I talk to the folks at Fox about this whole blow up that got me fired, you know, there are Democrats that work in this company. And I said, well, okay. Do they have to take what I say personally? And when I talk about leftists and Democrats or whatever, you don't have to take it personally. When people talk about bad black folks, I don't know. You talk about black people. I don't consider myself a bad person. I don't consider myself a bad black person. I don't consider myself a bad black person that lives where I live, etc. You can add all the intricacies you want to the equation. I'm just not a bad guy. So if you say to me, Kevin, Republicans do this or that, and I'll go, yeah, some do have a tendency to do that. I'm not one of them. People take it personally. I always hasten to add sometimes when I'm talking about black folks is the overwhelming majority of black people are amazing folks. It's a small percentage that make us look bad. And you would think that the overwhelming majority would go, well, yeah, let's listen to what Kevin's saying because, you know, we've got this faction that makes us look bad. But no, they go, he's talking about all black people. No, I'm not. When I see something about a thug on TV, whatever it may be, what does it matter to me? I do know it's going to impact me. Cop shoots black guy because he was resisting. You know, that means I got to be much more vigilant when I'm, okay, Mr. Police Officer, I'm good to go. Yeah, I made a movie about you guys. Remember that? You know, they don't know anything about me. They see another black dude. So I see these guys as a problem in the sense that they're making it more difficult. Now, the sad news is cops have it difficult regardless. It has nothing to do with color. But there's nothing that's a bigger propensity of blacks because of our DNA than there is for whites. I mean, other than we tan, you know, we don't get as damaged in the sun. I mean, you get what I'm saying. I'm saying politically speaking, societally speaking, there's no difference. Our color, our genetics are makeup of where we're from. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Africans needed to be dark. Scandinavians needed to be light. Other than that, if you put us in the same ecosystem, we're all going to look pretty much the same. You figure, you mean, you get what I'm saying? Anyway, we got a heck of a recap from last week. The week when America found out that Christine Blasey Ford is indeed a liar. Now, you can add an adjective to that if you want. It could get you fired. We learned that Democrats are demonic. I mean, have you seen the polling for Democrats after this post-traumatic, which it is for them, but post-Kavanaugh? Have you seen the polling? It makes a battlefield war scene like Saving Private Ryan look like you were in a library. I mean, the carnage is horrendous. The polling is horrible. They have more carnage than the Battle of Antietam. That was the worst battle of the Civil War for you leftists that don't follow history very much. Democrats said the FBI report was not real since they didn't interview Ford. Why do they need to interview her? They had her testimony. It wasn't real. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you saw Senator Dianne Feinstein. Right after they issued the report, they captured her on video. We've posted it. Let me just say, I have never seen a person who looked more scared, politically or otherwise, than I'm looking in her eyes. She's looking down, and she kind of looks up and, you know, kind of smiles like, yep. But then you can see the wheels are turning in the background. Now, the video says this was right after she read the report. You can see her tear up. She starts to cry. You know, just, I mean, I don't know what's in it. I know she didn't want people to know what was in it. Chuck Schumer alluded that the Republicans didn't want people to know what was in it. But Blumenthal, he comes out and says, hey, show it. You know, draft dodger or stolen valor. That's what he did. Stolen Valor Blumenthal. He comes out and says, no, let's show it. Let's get it out there. I want to see it because I'm telling you, whatever's in that report, if that video is correct, it made Feinstein just go, oh my. I mean, you've done something that gets in the pit of your stomach where you're like, oh my God, boom, you know, and it just hits you. That's what it looked like. I don't have the video. It's radio, folks. I can't tell you what it is, but I'm saying it was so bad that she was like, gunk. Whoa. What's in that report? We paid for it. That's what our tax dollars go for. I want to know what's in that report. Carnage. Ugly stuff. Hard to believe that Lindsey Graham is one of our staunchest supporters of Kavanaugh, and I think that Graham sees the end game. He knows, man, you know, Trump, I mean, if I were playing it out, I'd say bet your money on Trump. Vegas had already started shifting towards Kavanaugh to get, make it to SCOTUS. So, put your money on Trump. Hey, we got a great show today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are an interesting study of the reptilian brain. They really are. It's fun to watch in a crazy sort of way. And then it's not fun because it's not a game. I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to be talking later in the broadcast about Howard Stern, who had me on his show, not me, but had played a clip of me on another show as he tried to talk about me. So I'm dedicating a large portion of the program to Howard Stern. Has been hack of a radio guy. Had an amazing history. Very wealthy guy. Had a good run. But he's a hack. And so I want to talk about him. He talked about me. I'll talk about him. And by the way, Howard's invited to come to my show anytime he wants, and I'll have a conversation with him. And if he invites me to come to his show, I'll go over there and have one with him. So there you go. The gauntlet's been thrown down. I just want people to understand that I'm not afraid to take what I say from this program to wherever it needs to go, because I believe in my heart of hearts that when I make a comment about something, it's been well studied, and it turns out to be true. Now, I don't have the clout of Trump to where I can sway so much public opinion, because I don't have that big of a microphone at this point. But still, I'm going to speak my truth to you. If Howard Stern wants to let me in on his audience, I'll sway them like I will most others, because I'm not an ideologue. Most of you are not either. We just want what's right. And I talked earlier about in the broadcast about sort of a recap of the week, and I look at these Democrats and I say, when are you guys going to get out of this reptilian brain thinking where you just because somebody's programmed you to think a particular way, you can't snap out of it? They're programmed to feed the beast, ideologues to the bitter end. See, what leftists know, I want to let you in on a little game here, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Leftists know they've been caught in yet another plot against America, against Donald Trump, against you conservatives, against Brett Kavanaugh, etc. Another one. I mean, I could talk about the Russian ruse and where's it at? Where's that going? I mean, it's crazy. You don't have to go far back in history at all before you see the level to which these people are willing to sink. They've attempted to impugn the reputation knowingly of an innocent man. And every one of these snakes knows that Kavanaugh is innocent. And more importantly, here's what gets me. They know that Ford and all these other bimbos are lying through their coffee-stained teeth. They don't care. It doesn't matter. In fact, when Democrats get caught in their lies, they double down. I want to remind you of the finger wagging that Bill Clinton gave. That is symbolic of everything Democrats are about. Most of us, most conservatives go, okay, you know, look, I'm not trying to exonerate conservatives from anything. I know lecherous conservative men, they quite frankly, make me more mad than the leftist men. But I know them, and I know some that have done, you know, bad things in other ways. But generally speaking, when you're like, okay, I'm caught, you go, here's where I'm at. And you just kind of lay the cards on the table. Not leftists, not in any way. They double down on their lies. And in the case of Kavanaugh, women who supposedly care about sexual abuse have boarded buses. These are paid protesters for the most part, but they boarded buses and they went to D.C. so they could protest against Kavanaugh. I'm talking about women from California, Hollyweird, getting on a bus. It's so funny to me because it's ironic. And keep in mind, there are women in Hollyweird jumping on buses, the ones that are made of money, jumping on planes, private jets, flying to D.C. so they could protest an innocent man, but didn't do a single thing to protest Harvey Weinstein in their own hometown. I mean, these women sat on their, well, they sat on their hands, okay, let's just say their hands, but they will, in Hollywood, but they will board planes, get in cars, get on buses, so they could drive to D.C., stick on their vagina hats, and protest a guy who's done nothing. I want you to contrast Kavanaugh and Weinstein, and pick anybody else in Hollywood. It isn't just them. There's a lot of people in Hollywood that have done wine, that have pulled a Weinstein, and they're still out there producing movies. They're a little scared, but they also know they're protected in the sense that they're still powerful men. They kept the lid on it. They paid some people off. I would love to get in a Hollywood insider that would say, oh man, Kevin, after Weinstein, you should have seen the money flowing, the deals being made. It would rival what's going on in D.C. when they were trying to get Kavanaugh and, you know, all the behind-the-scenes wrangling with all the senators. If you do this and you don't vote for him, we'll give you this and we'll fund your war chest. There were women going to producers and executive producers, whatever, and saying, okay, look, I need that role. If you start seeing women getting a lot more work than normal, you might want to go, how did you start popping up everywhere? That's part of the Me Too crowd. So these women who are supposedly fighting for women of sexual abuse are leaving the very town where there's more sexual abuse in Hollywood than there is to all of Middle America. And I'm talking about there's more sexual abuse in Hollywood in a day than there is in all of Middle America in a year. And these people get on buses and cars and planes and trains and whatever else to go to D.C. to protest an innocent man. Do nothing to a man that represents everything. Get this. Here's the critical part that they stand for. See, they stand for Weinstein. Let this woman don't want to tell you that. The Me Too movement stands with Weinstein. If they didn't, wouldn't we know more? Wouldn't we know that it was supposed to bring down Hollywood? It was supposed to take down this patriarchal system, blah, blah, blah. There aren't any more feminist women in Hollywood leading studios or anything else. The only thing that's happened in Hollywood is they've kept the lid on it. And women are getting more roles. And so all these Me Too, you know, women are out there going, well, no, it's been fixed. Yeah, it's been fixed all right. Because all of you ones that are ahead, you got a couple extra movie deals. You got a couple extra TV deals. You got something going for yourselves. It's funny. These women aren't even smart enough to see both the irony and the hypocrisy, at least not simultaneously. But, boy, they're converging on D.C. They're going to teach us a lesson. They're going to show us that, you know, despite what we know, Kavanaugh's still guilty. So what? There's overwhelming evidence. So what? We know, what's her name, Julie Ford or whatever her name was, Christine, she lied, and Julie Swetnick lied. So what? We're going to march. We'll show you. And then we'll go back to Hollywood and get our roles.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. On Monday, President Trump delivered remarks at the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention. The president said him and his administration are doing what they can to help law enforcement.
We are also making sure you have the equipment you need to do the job. That's why we are allowing local police to access surplus military equipment. And we've been doing this from the very first day of my administration.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. If we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It was so funny to get the news that the FBI had cleared Kavanaugh. Oh, my goodness. I mean, not even a surprise in the least. Not even the leftists in America were surprised. So, Kavanaugh's cleared. I mean, they said not even a hint of anything closely, remotely associated with this as Kavanaugh participated in. That's what the FBI said. And the leftists are like, it's not the case, man. They know it's true. They know he's done nothing. And that means Ford and all the other women accusers and the Democrats that are still, the women that they're still lining up, they're all blatant liars. Don't think for one second the Democrats have quit trying to go after Kavanaugh. No, he's the new whipping boy. He's the new guy for the next 20 years who will represent how men get ahead and women are, just thrown to the dung heap of history. Yeah, I told you guys, I'll be talking about this Howard Stern thing, but I asked him, what do you give a name of, what do you say, what's the name for a person who lies about somebody they've accused of a criminal act? And the lie could have cost you your job, your family, your reputation, whatever. What do you call that person? Because I'd like to know. Because that's the name I'd like to give to everyone involved in this farce against Kavanaugh. And look, here's the thing. Think about this. I have no need to protect that man. None. I don't fight for Kavanaugh. That dude has lived a stellar life. He's got the money, he's got the position, he's got the power, he can fight for himself. But what I do fight for is I fight for my four boys. I fight for your kids and grandkids, your sons and grandsons, I should say. And all the other men that are out there being falsely accused of stuff. I can officially call whatever that name is to the lying schemers. Yeah, there's another S word. Fox, if you're listening, or Mediaite, or The Rap, or everybody who's now been tuning into my programs. That word now represents the Kavanaugh accusers, and it's official because the Democrats asked for the FBI report that said Kavanaugh did nothing of the sort. So if that is the case, as I said earlier, what does that say about his accusers? Feinstein knew that this FBI was going to come back bad for her in advance. She didn't need to see the report. You want to know why? See, this is the beauty of having a brain that thinks like mine. It's gorgeous. I swear, you should see it. It's gorgeous. I take it out sometimes at night and shine it up. But here's why I knew. She didn't need to see the report. See, Feinstein and her team that looked into this, they already knew the reputation of the women who were part of this cabal. They didn't need to see the report. She knew who Christine Ford, Blasey Ford was. She and I don't know who dug up Debbie Ramirez, and which, by the way, name hasn't even been mentioned in the better part of a week. Yeah, and Julie Swetnick has become the butt of jokes. If the comedians wanted to really write some material, man, there's a ton of it. I mean, I'm talking to some buddies of mine so we can go on the circuit and talk about some of this stuff. It's crazy out there. They knew what these women were about. America doesn't need to see the FBI report to connect the dots on this. It was a plot to ruin Kavanaugh with the added benefit of ruining Trump, ruining America. Well, that's always the intention of the left, is to ruin America, so why worry about that plot? But they're going to have to just be happy having the head of a black dude that used to be a Fox News contributor. Is that going to be enough? Woo! They wanted more than that, I can tell you, because getting me, that ain't that big of a deal. I'm just saying. There are others out there going, Kevin, you're a powerful voice. You're this man. Maybe so. But I'm saying, and maybe they look at it as, you know, preemptively getting me. They didn't get me. But if they feel like they, at this stage of the game, if they got me, good for them. But you know what? They lose in the end. President Trump signaled that he knew what was coming. It was that rally in Mississippi. I talked about it last week. He was said to have mocked Ford. And it was a departure from his previous statement where he called her a very credible witness. And I went on Twitter and I lit him up. I was like, how dare you say that chick was credible? She was as credible as Mexican drugs. I'm talking about prescriptions. They tell you don't go get them from there, but I don't know. People I know that use them seem to be okay with them, but find whatever credible thing, incredible thing that works for you. But here's what I'm telling you. Her testimony was not credible. But I'm not holding that, his comment about her being credible against him any longer, because I think Trump knows that the left watches every word he says, and he needed to appear to believe the utter nonsense of Ford's testimony. He had to appear that way. And here's what I'll tell you. I have a lot of respect for President Trump. And I understand the politics of what he's going through. But it just shows me that, honestly, I have more guts. If he had said, I don't believe, if Trump had come out and said, I don't believe a word that lady said. I don't. And here's why. He might have caught a little bit of H.E. double crooked socks from the left, but he's catching that anyway. Now, I said it. I don't believe her. I didn't believe her then. I don't believe her now. What I hate most about this, I don't hate about anything about this for myself. So what? Lost a job. What I hate about it is what it did to legitimate women who have legitimate claims, and there are many. Anyway, Trump got tipped off, and his tone changed at that Mississippi meeting, big event that he had, and he went from discussing Kavanaugh's beers to discussing Ford's memories. And the American people, we did our due diligence. We started putting two and two together, and we found out exactly what we knew. We examined Ford's past, or the fact that she and others tried to cover it up. Too late. Good journalists on the right were on top of it. Thankfully, this whole Tea Party movement that started back in early 2009 is a reason why we have citizen journalists out there who understand the game that's being played against us now. So these people got the yearbooks. We were able to examine the girl who had only one drink when supposedly Kavanaugh raped her. Let me tell you, worst case scenario, and I'm not diminishing it in any way, but she got felt up, as we used to say when I was in school. I remember this girl. I can't remember her name, but she was really pretty. And some guy, this was in junior high, when I was in junior high at my school, some guy felt her up, you know, like she was standing against the wall and he just went up to her and grabbed her breast or something. Now, today, that's called rape. In our day, it was called getting felt up. And some guys would laugh at it. Oh, man, so-and-so felt up, blah, 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 because he just run over and grab her breast and run away or something. And it was stupid, kiddie stuff. But today, that's what's called rape. Anyway, the notes of Ford's therapist. That's what one of the things. Release the notes. To this moment, she could release the notes and say, the FBI didn't have my notes. And here's what I believe. I believe the FBI got her notes and went, this validates nothing. There's nothing in here about that. So I'd love to see those notes. And then what about the boyfriend who refuted the nonsense of claustrophobia and this need for multiple doors and the fear of flying and a host of other lies she spewed out like a Democrat-trained parrot? They did this. I was raped. I was raped. This. I'm a sexual abuse survivor, victim, blah, blah. You know, they did a thing on Time magazine where they took all her quotes and put it in the title. You know, trying to be clever. Time, holy cow, man, you people, how do you stay in business? Is Bezos back in that thing? Now the Democrats got their still Comey-infested FBI report. It confirmed their greatest fear. Now, what was their greatest fear? Being found out. Will the 10 bonehead Democrat senators apologize to Kavanaugh? Don't bet the farm on that, because Democrats never repeat, never apologize. They never make amends, because apology isn't necessary for soulless, morally corrupt, leftist Democrat stooges. And as I've said many times, and you've witnessed, Democrats, when they're caught, they double down. Some already have. They threatened Kavanaugh post-confirmation. They're marching in the streets now of D.C. Don't let him in there. He'll be bad for women. They don't want a conservative. I don't know if this guy's a staunch conservative. I really don't. They seem to think so. So they don't want this supposedly staunch conservative guy that they risk Roe v. Wade over. That's what this is about. A bunch of women who say, it's my body and I can do what I want to. He's not going to do this. We're not going to let anybody in like that. Yeah, you are. Let me just explain the game to you, Democrats. Barack Obama said it. Elections have consequences. Well, they do. And the consequence of this is you are not going to get a moderate. You're not going to get a leftist. I mean, hopefully. Supposedly, we vetted this guy. You're going to get somebody that's going to look at the law and legislate. I mean, and rule on the law. That's what Kavanaugh's going to do. Anyway, we've got
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of Nutramedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A friend of mine, David Horowitz, wrote a piece, and he says, one thing I learned watching the witch trial of Brett Kavanaugh on MSNBC is that the prestigious university in New York has a vice president for social justice. She's an MSNBC commentator. Her Orwellian title is but one of the many signs that our country is already on the threshold of 1984. Judiciary Committee circus is another. In her comments on the hearing, the vice president for social justice, Maya Wiley, was clearly out for blood, had no interest in evidence, due process, or facts. She is, of course, both a woman of color, and a lesbian. In other words, she occupies three of the top rungs in the hierarchy of the oppressed, all bombs waiting to blow up in the face of any straight white male who stumbles into their crosshairs. David Horowitz is amazing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Horowitz continues, any fair-minded observer of the Kavanaugh proceedings would have noted that no one, Republican or Democrat, so much as laid a glove on his female accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, even though she had come forward to destroy the life of an exemplary individual and his family. No one dared to do so. Call this feminine or victim privilege. Kavanaugh's high school yearbooks were tales of drinking were fair game, but Ford's were openly talk of the girls' sexual promiscuity. Both of girls passing out at drinking parties were not. Nor were her extensive political connections to the anti-Trump left, the pro-abortion movement, the Democratic Party, even the law firm involved in the Steele dossier. I want to let that sink in for just a second. Do I need to go any further? Oh, my goodness. Yes, the sexual crime prosecutor established that Ford lied to the committee when she said she couldn't come to Washington for hearings because she was afraid of flying. In fact, as she admitted under questioning, she has frequently flown all over the world for pleasure. But no one actually confronted her about this. For example, no one asked her directly, if you were brazen enough to lie to a congressional committee about this, why should we believe you in regard to anything else? Yes, the same professor prosecutor asked Ford why she thought her best friend, Leland Kaiser, whom she claimed was present at the party and would corroborate her story, in fact refuted it, saying that she was never at such a party and the one in question never happened. Ford gave a transparent, evasive answer saying her friend had, quote, unspecified health issues, while never explaining what they were, why they should cause her to contradict what Ford had claimed. Actually, all the alleged witnesses to the party where the incident was supposed to have taken place have denied they were there. The one witness who was allegedly in the room where she claimed the incident took place says he wasn't there. But none of the senators had the temerity to confront her directly with the obvious question, why should we believe your inflammatory claims about Judge Kavanaugh, given that no one you've named supports any piece of your story? Moreover, no one asked her, how do you feel about besmirching the reputation of a stellar individual and bringing incalculable pain to his family by advancing claims that no one corroborates? I stopped there just to give you time to catch up. He then says, how can you say that you're 100% sure an incident happened when you can't remember anything else accurately about the evening? Did your lawyers instruct you to say 100%? What actually did your lawyers prompt you to say in your prepared statement? I don't know if you can ask that, speaking on behalf of David, but I'm no lawyer, but I don't think that's a good question to ask because she's going to, have some evasive answer. But he does raise some other interesting questions. And he says this, no one said to her, you signed a letter attacking President Trump's border policies and were able to get the anti-Trump ACLU to publish it. You contacted an anti-Trump paper, The Washington Post, to make your charges. You turned first to Democrats who are sworn to resist, actually sabotage the Trump presidency and his judicial nominees. You accepted attorneys recommended by Democrats who are activist Democrat anti-Trump lawyers. Can we conclude, therefore, that there might be a political motive behind your decision to bring up this character ruining accusations about a rough housing you allegedly received 36 years ago when you and Kavanaugh were too young to even vote? See, it's like muscles. They're your big muscles. Let's say your bicep. You roll that baby up and go, look at that muscle. But in order to make that muscle work, there's all these little muscles. And so there are some big muscles that you see, some obvious questions. And what David Horowitz is doing is he's showing you these little bitty muscles that are doing some other work and asking you, do you do understand there's other questions around the big muscle? The other things that make that work. Other things that will easily poke holes in the lies that this woman told. My question right now, and I'll get back to this article in a second, is what would you do if you were Brett Kavanaugh? If I got that FBI report, and I know for a fact I'm innocent, I would go right to my attorneys, and I would start suing everybody in the food chain. I don't know how you feel about that. You guys, what do you guys think? Exactly. These producers are going, yep. Because that's what people, I'm not saying that Kavanaugh doesn't do that. He's not innocent. Maybe he wants this whole thing to go away. Me, I would shut down this Me Too movement. I'd say, oh no, you're getting sued. You're getting sued. I'd sue Feinstein. I'd sue all 10 members of that Senate committee. I'd sue anybody that said anything negative in the food chain. I would let it be known I'm coming for your house, your car, your kids' futures. I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. Anyway, he goes on to say this. No one dared ask these questions or to vigorously pursue problematic areas of her testimony and behavior. Instead, everyone expressed sympathy for her and her pain and testimony and said how credible she sounded. Even though, unlike Kavanaugh's presentation, hers was vetted, coached by lawyers, and even though it amounted to a character assassination if her memory was false. At the bottom of these asymmetries lies the fact that despite half a century of women's liberation and hear me roar proclamations of the feminists towards women is still Victorian. Proclamations of feminist attitudes towards women are still Victorian. Women are fragile violets who wilt before the raised voices and impassioned claims of male innocence. But the image is a one-way mirror. Let a moment go by, and then when they or their defenders are on the counterattack, hear them roar. Senator Mazie Hirono put it mind-numbingly well. Men should just shut up and stand up for their female accusers, of course. Man, that is so true. And I've been saying this for years. Look, women, you've made it. And to be blunt, if you're a conservative woman and you are smart, which you probably are if you're a conservative woman, you know you run the world. You give your male his room to be a masculine man, but everybody knows who runs the house. What's the saying? If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. There's hardly a conservative man on the planet that doesn't go by that rule. If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. But the difference, women are just in such bad shape, man. No, they're not. It's ridiculous. It's leftist women who are, you know, who suffer from these things. I don't know. I mean, figure out your own reasons. Maybe it's because you don't have real men over there. He says, this is the ideologically constructed atmosphere which makes a latter-day witch trial like the judicial hearings possible. Christine Blasey Ford's story is unbelievable on its face. She claims that after an alleged incident at a party, at the alleged party where three of her friends, who have denied it, were allegedly present, she fled. Here's some of the questions that weren't asked. How did she get past those friends without them seeing her and her distress? How could she not have warned her best friend Leland Kaiser that there were two potential rapists in the house if that's what she thought? How did she get home? How did her best friend not ask her the next day why she left without her or what happened? Why was this such a trauma she could not tell her best friend? One can understand why she would not want to conceal, why she would conceal it from her parents. She'd gone to a drinking party with boys, but her friend was allegedly there. She doesn't even claim that she was raped, only that she was frightened in an incident that could have happened at any drunken party she might have attended as described in her high school yearbook. Man, those are some good questions, David. Just on the face of it, Christine Blasey Ford's story is not only unsubstantiated, it's not credible. The destruction of Brett Kavanaugh's reputation is the equivalent of a modern-day lynching, the third the Democrats have orchestrated in the last 27 years, and it's despicable. At least Republicans like Lindsey Graham have laid the charge at the door of the Democratic culprits who worked so hard to accomplish it. But as a nation, we have obviously not reached a point where we can grant women true equality by confronting their lies and their reckless accusations with the same candor and frankness we would if they were coming out of the mouths of men. Leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.